provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
So we have to understand that there'll be times where it's going to be challenging to you, and not because you're at fault. Sometimes because you're at fault, but see, God don't, you know, God gives you some room for fault, because He watches your heart. It don't mean you're gonna always hit the bullseye, but keep on shooting. Keep shooting. Just you don't always hit it, but see, God's not concerned with the fact that you don't always hit it. The one that you do hit is the one He's gonna work with. He's not concerned with the times you've missed. Thank God He's not like people. Folk will remind you and remind you and criticize and hold you hostage to something. But God don't even mention that stuff, because He's a God of destiny. All He sees is your destiny and what is in line with and what is working toward that. And He don't bring up that other stuff. Amen? Where are we at in Luke? 9:62. Let me see, Luke 9. Yeah, Luke 9:62. It simply says this: "And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. What an indictment. Having put your hand to the plow and looking back, Jesus says, you're not fit for my kingdom. This is serious business. This is nothing to be toyed with or played around with. When you get in, God got you in. You've crossed over. Ain't no turning back. We're here to conquer. We're going to fight until we win. We're going to fight until we drive the enemy out. We're going to fight until the legacy is set for our children and their children's 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 children. In other words, what God promised us is brought into manifestation. Amen? I was touching on the unjust judge. Let me say this again, because I think it's so relevant. And go back and study in the Greek those three words. The woman kept coming, but the word is used there, chronos. And then the unjust judge wouldn't avenge her. But the word says by her continual. And then there's the word that means kairos. So by your continual, she couldn't see, he wasn't budging. She didn't see any change. He didn't fear man or God and wasn't about to give her a break at all. That was his mindset. But, let me say it to you, but because God has given you a promise, if you stay the course, if you keep praising when your heart is heavy, if you keep coming, if you keep going even though you're tired, even when thoughts of feelings of giving up come, they'll come. When you feel overwhelmed, but yet you reach way down inside and say, you know what? This is not how my story ends. There's another chapter to my book. God has given me a promise. And then you learn to wait on the Lord, but you stay the course. That's the chronos. That's your responsibility. God can't help you if you jump out. Even Paul himself, he spent a day and a night in the deep, holding on. But holding on, he wouldn't let go, because he had to testify in Rome. I thank God for prophetic words that have been spoken over my life, because I revert back to them often. Those that I know are accurate, I revert back to them. Okay, I can't go out this way, because God promised me that. If I go out this way, then God can't fulfill that. So the devil is a lie. Are you hearing?
Amen.
In John chapter 6, and we talk about these Gergeshites, these demons. John chapter 6, and let's look at, start at verse 60. This is Jesus and all the disciples. All these disciples had experienced miracles. They laid hands. When he sent the 70 out, they experienced miracles in that. They came back together, and Jesus said something to them. And it says, many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard what Jesus said, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? This is a hard saying. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, does this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It's the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is why I say we must consistently be people of the spirit, not listening with a carnal ear, not seeing through a lens that is fleshly or carnal, but seeing by the spirit, seeing things through the lens of the spirit. These that didn't see through the spirit, Jesus said in verse 64, there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Okay, there we go. Misunderstanding. First of all, God's not called us to something that will not or cannot be accomplished, that God has not already gone before us on. In essence, God has not given us to do anything that he's not already finished. He doesn't start till it's finished. We have all of this word to lean back on, to trust in, to rely upon. But there's a battle, because there's seven greater and mightier that squat in your land and look for opportunity to discourage you. But look what Jesus did. Jesus didn't run after them and say, wait a minute, guys, you don't understand. He already knew what their heart was. They were not men of the spirit. They had experienced some things, but they weren't hearing by the spirit. They were hearing by the carnal. This is a hard saying. Who can hear this? But what did Jesus do? In verse 67, then said Jesus unto the 12. He said, let me test these 12. Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen. And we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. In other words, Jesus didn't stutter. He didn't mince words. He's on a mission. He knows if you don't pass this test, you're not going to qualify. If any man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit, he already knew. If I don't test you like this, you won't be fit. So that's why sometimes there are seemingly strenuous one thing after another. test your mettle. But God knows, and he will not allow you to be tested or tempted above what you're able. But what it will do is give you understanding that you don't live by bread alone. What you really live by is the word of God. In spite of any circumstances, any type of events, what's going on in the world, it doesn't matter. Remember we studied Elijah and how Elijah stood before Ahab and said, he said, where are you coming from? He said, from standing in the presence of God. And at my word, it ain't gonna rain. He didn't say at God's word, he said at my word. He came, he was speaking the heart of God, and he was in a dimension. See, you gotta understand, when you speak the word of God, that word that you speak is gonna protect you. Even though there's gonna be famine somewhere, God got you. Amen. So we can't be the mealy mouth, you know, trying to please everybody and appease everybody. No, we got to speak truth. Because that same truth we speak is going to protect us. Because when it all came down, God said, go to the brook Cherith. Because I've commanded the ravens there to feed you. While it ain't going to be raining here and stuff going to be drying up here, I already got you. Amen. This is what you have to understand. So we can't shriek back, pull back, and become afraid. No, it's in our making the decrees and standing fast with God, even when it seems like it's being alone. God got you. Amen. If he has to create stuff. See, the very altars that the nation of Israel was offering sacrifices unto Baal and Asherah, God sent dirty birds, ravens. Listen, ravens are scavengers. They ain't gonna share nothing with you. They'll try to get your stuff. I was at a filling station. I was going over to Tampa, and I was at a filling station. I had to stop near Yeehaw Junction, and I ran inside, and they had fried chicken and chicken sandwiches and all kind of. So I bought one, and you know I was putting gas in the car, and a raven got on top of the car. And he's looking at my sandwich. I said, you better get out of here. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna be nice. And so I broke off a piece and threw it over there. Boy, he flew at it, another one flew at it. There's over there. And then they got up back there again looking for more. I said, you ain't getting no more sandwich. They're birds of prey. They don't share. But God said, I've commanded. See, this is what we gotta understand about the promise. Everything we need is in the promise. And more. But God needs us to stay the course. Don't turn back. God says, I don't need you fickle. I don't need you wavering. Amen. I don't need you looking at all the giants and being afraid and intimidated. I need those that will believe to the saving of the soul. Again, there's much more involved here than just us getting the blessing. His legacy. And this is why Abraham was so blessed. When God said in Genesis, I believe 22, no, in Genesis 18, where he said, I know Abraham will see about his children. He will command his children. In other words, he will order his life. He'll order their life right. See, that's why he was so blessed and given such great responsibility. And that's the course of our destiny. We don't want to be like Terah and allow former hurts, church hurts, you know, former hurts, family hurts, or different things that are in our past that the devil tries to bring up and touch those sore spots, touch those nerves. Amen. We got to have tender heart, tough hide.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement, from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.